Good day. This is basic science lesson for JS2, All Saints Secondary School, presented by Sir Pascal. The topic of this lesson is on crude oil. Crude oil is a dark, sticky, and viscous liquid which is found in underground deposits in some parts of the world. It is a complex hydrocarbon. A hydrocarbon is a compound containing carbon and hydrogen only. It is formed from the remains of dead plants and animals called organic matter. It is also known as fossil fuel. These dead plants and animals were buried under the seabed for millions of years ago. Through the activities of bacteria, heat, and pressure, these organic matters change gradually into crude oil and natural gas. The crude oil and natural gas formed slowly moved to other areas through tiny holes or pores in the porous rocks in the earth. Since oil and gas are not dense, they tend to seep upwards until they meet a non-porous layer of rocks in the earth, which trap them inside the earth to form oil trap. Crude oil exploration and drilling. The search for crude oil is called oil exploration. A team of scientists are involved in this search. The team is made up of geologists, geophysicists, mechanical engineers, chemical engineers, and other scientists. They do this by taking aerial photographs, examining the surface rocks, mapping the earth's rock layers, and then drilling the crude oil. Crude oil can be located in the sea and is called offshore location, while if located on land, it is called onshore location. Crude oil is extracted by drilling deep holes or wells into the ground using a rotary rig, which drives down strong pipes to reach the oil trap beneath the earth's surface. Natural gas comes out first under pressure when drilled. It is similar to how water is pumped out of a borehole site, but this process of drilling crude oil is more complicated than borehole water drilling. After the release of the natural gas, the crude oil is pumped out and then stored in large steel tanks in oil fields until it is sent to oil refineries for purification through pipelines or tankers that convey them to the refineries. The color of the oil varies from amber to greenish brown and to black, depending on the location of the oil and the area in which it is found. Nigeria crude oil reserves. Crude oil was first discovered at Oloibiri in 1956 in the Niger Delta region in Nigeria. There are other places where crude oil is now being gotten, and these are Rivers State, Imo State, Delta State, Abia State, Cross River States, Akwa Ibom States. Nigeria is one of the leading oil-producing countries in the world and an important member of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, OPEC. The member countries of OPEC are Nigeria, Algeria, Angola, Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Venezuela, and Ecuador. The oil refineries in Nigeria are located in these areas: Eleme in Rivers State, Warri in Delta State, and Kaduna in Kaduna State. Refining of crude oil. Crude oil is refined through a process of fractional distillation in the refineries. Fractional distillation is the process by which a mixture of liquids are being separated into its component substances by making use of the boiling points of the individual component substances in the mixture. For instance, kerosene is a component part of the crude oil mixture, and kerosene boils at almost 78 degrees Celsius. So, at the temperature of 78 degrees Celsius, kerosene vapor starts coming out of the crude oil and is collected in the fractionating towers in the refineries. This is a complex process in the fractionating column or towers of the refineries. During the process of refining, the crude oil is first cleaned up in the field after drilling to remove impurities like water, gas, sulfur, and nitrogen-containing compounds before sending it to the refineries through a network of pipelines. In the fractionating towers, substances with higher boiling points are separated and collected in the lower trays of the fractionating towers, while substances with lower boiling points are collected in the upper trays placed at the part of the fractionating tower. The fractions collected in the first distillation process are redistilled in order to obtain high-quality liquid fuels and petrochemicals. The products of crude oil are kerosene, petrol, diesel, lubricating oil, naphtha, paraffin wax, bitumen, and many others. Natural gas. Natural gas is usually found together with crude oil in the earth. It consists of gaseous hydrocarbons, mainly methane. Previously, natural gas was burnt off as waste by gas flaring at oil fields. But now it is piped for domestic and industrial uses. Natural gas components like propane and butane substances are easily being liquefied under pressure and sold as liquefied natural gas, LNG. This is stored in steel cylinders and used as domestic and industrial cooking gas. Natural gas is a colorless, odorless, and tasteless substance, and as a result of this, a chemical that has almost same smell as rotten egg smell is added to it. Why should this substance be added to it? This substance that has rotten egg smell is added to natural gas to enable the users of the gas to be able to smell it whenever there is a leakage from this gas cylinders, and also serves as safety measures to avoid fire accidents. Uses of natural gas. Liquefied natural gas is used for cooking. Liquefied natural gas is used as raw material for paints, plastics, fertilizers, explosives, photographic films. Liquefied natural gas is used as fuel for heavy-duty vehicles and engines. Liquefied natural gas is used for electric power stations for generation of electricity. Liquefied natural gas is used to produce steel and glass materials. Liquefied natural gas is used to operate furnaces, water heaters, and cloth dryers. This is the end of the lesson. Here is an assignment on the lesson. 1. Mention 6 crude oil products and their uses. 2. What is OPEC, and mention the member countries that make up OPEC. Thank you for listening to the lesson.